We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of a sugya here that we had Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, and Rabbi Eliezer. They both held that fish are allowed to be bought with Maisa Sheni money. And then the Gemara said that there's other man the Yomim hold not like that. And the Machlekes is told you what you do. You do a Klal Prata Klal or Ribui Umir to Ribui. Now, in the Klal Prata Klal, there was a Machlekes also. That according to one man, the Yom held that klal prata klal, which the klal is v'nesata kesa v'chola shetavet avshecha, whatever you desire. Then it says v'bakar, v'atzoin, v'yayim, v'shecha, specifics. Then it says v'chola shetashocha avshecha. So it's a klal uprata klal. So it has to be similar to the prat. So one man, the Yom said in the sugya, in the shito of klal prata klal, he said it has to be doima, it has to be similar in two ways. First of all, pre has to be an outgrowth from something that grew. For example, fruits and vegetables, and also animals also come from a mother who came from a mother. And it has to be gedulei karka, which includes animals we eat from the ground and things that grow from the ground. A third man, the Yama, added on that it has to be created, how Hashem created the world. He had to create them from the ground. That was the third thing that was similar to that. So the Gemara first wanted to say that fish are the nafkamina between two man, the Yamrim. If you hold that you don't need a third Dimyan, the third thing that's similar. So fish, the Gemara thought that it's called Gedulei Karka because it sometimes eats from the ground. But if you hold it has to be created from the ground, the fish were not created from the ground, they're created from water. Mashenka, all the animals are created from the ground, so then fish would not be able to be bought with Maisa Sheni money because it's excluded from the Pasuk. So Gemara is going to just talk about that right now. The Gemara said that fish is called Gedulei Karka at this point. So it was similar in the two ways, not the third way, which was created from the ground, but in Gedulei Karka was similar right now, the Gemara thought. So we're starting from the bottom of Zayin and Mabez, the bottom line. Umi Amabaya Dogim Gedulei Karka Ninu, Hekabaya say that Dogim is Gedulei Karka, means because it eats from the ground, and therefore it's called Gedulei Karka of Amma Abaya. Abaya says, Ochol Patisa, someone eats a certain bug, a water bug, that's called patisa, loika arba. They get four malchus. Now, this patisa is tiny, it's not even close to kazayis, but the reason why yechayev is because it's a beria. And what are the four laven that you are over? First of all, the general lav that says by all shratzim, al teshakzu es nafshe seichem, v'chol asheretz asheretz, v'loisit hamu behem. So two laven in that pasuk, al teshakzu and loisit hamu behem. That's two. And then, on the water shrotzim, there's two more psukim. It's one pasuk, another pasuk says, v'chol asha inlay snapir v'kaskes v'lesechelu. Anything that doesn't have fins and scales, can't eat. So if someone eats a water bug, he's chayav four malchus. Nimala, someone eats a worm, or an ant, or any little bug, loika chamesh. A regular bug, regular crawling thing, he's loika chamesh, gets five laven. And again here Rashi says, first you have the general lav, which is two. And then you have another three more. It says, V'chol ha'oilech ha'gochoin l'chol ha'sheretz ha'aretz lo'y sa'chelim, lo'y sa'chlum. That's a third one. And then it says, V'chol ha'sheretz ha'aretz ha'aretz shekatsu lo'yachel. That's the fourth one. Then it says, lo'y sa'chelim lo'y sa'chelim l'chol ha'sheretz ha'aretz ha'aretz. That's the fifth one. So someone eats an amala, he gets five lavim. Tzira, which is a fly that's similar that flies, so it's similar to a bird. So like a sheish, it gets six lavim because we add on besides for the five that gets for sheretz sheretz aretz, also gets the lav of chol sheretz ha'oif sheketzu lo yo'echel. So that's six. And the kasha is from Esau, if the water and what?
You don't have
flying in the air. Why? Because this also goes al gachen also. Because it's not only a bird, I guess it goes al-gach, and also has that lav also. So the Gemara says that if patisa, the water bug, was called gedulei karka, it should also be sharet sharet sal-aretz. That's the Gemara's kasha. Misa patisa namalikum shum sharet sharet sal-aretz. So elamai, what must be? That a fish or anything that goes in the water is not called gedulei karka, since it has to have all the mezoinis from the aretz. And this, since these things eat things from the water, other creations from the water, eats other fish and other things, therefore a fish is not called gedulei karka, and therefore it comes out, the whole cloud, prata cloud, lekuli alma, fish cannot be bought with maisa sheni money, because it's not called gedulei karka. So what's the nafka mina between the two shitas of gedulei karka and the other shita that says it has to be created from the ground? What's the nafka mina between those two shitas? So the Gemara, Elam Ravina, Oifesik Vinayu, birds are the nafkmina. The Mandam a peri prey viguli karka. The Mandam says that it has to be similar in two ways, which is pre-mepri and giduli karka. So hainam giduli karka, regular birds, you could buy a kosher bird you want to eat, you could buy my shiny money. Why? First of all, it's giduli karka because it eats from the ground. And second of all, it comes from a peri prey, it comes from a mother. But the Mandam of Vlad Vloris Aretz, if you need the third thing that's similar, that was created, Hashem created it from the earth. Hani oifes min arkaknevru. They were created from mud. It was water together with earth, and therefore it's not similar enough. So that's the machlekes between two sheetahs. You need two similar similarities or three similarities. What's the beer machlekes by klal prata klal? You need two similarities or three similarities. So Gemara says machlekes is like this: man demar bi oifes, because he holds all you need is two similarities. My timer. What's the reason? Man demai oifes my timer. Man demar holds you need three similarities. What's the reason why he argued? So the Gemara explains. Man demar oifes ksava klal basra dafka. The man demar holds oifes. He holds the second klal is the main klal. Prat the klal nas the klal moisev ala prat masravelu kol mili. The stronger klal is the last klal, and that is marba everything. Vahani klala kama lamute kol loydom lemishneit stadim. The way it works is like this. Usually, you only have a klal of prat. You have a klal, a general rule, and a prat. It's ain lono elamasha of prat. Because it's specific, it's just saying it has to be exactly what's in specifics. So when a second klal comes, how do you look at that? So this man, the second klal comes, it's marba everything. And then you have to give some credit to that prat, so tutsdardim, similar to tutsdardim is enough. Let's read it into our one more time. Klal basa dafka, prat klal nasa klal moisva prat, vishrabla kol mili, vahani klal kama, that works like upon him, what they call the lodom of shnetsdardim. Man de ma'it oifes, one who excludes oifes because you need it to be similar in three ways. Kusava klala kama dafka. The real klal is the first one. Klala prat. The aim of klala masha prat. Then you only get what you have in the prat. Hani imi de chrin loy. Nothing else. But hani klala basra le rabuya called dom lam shloi tzadim. The second klal is marabak upon him what's similar in three tzadim. So it comes out that lekuliyam women ma'ayet dogim, fish are not included, and oifes are machlokes. So back to the beginning of the sugya that we said, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadosh both say dogim are good because they hold ribu mir to ribu. But if you hold klal prat klal, lekuliyam a fish cannot be what ma'ayet shenim money, and oifes are machlokes. So the new gemara now. Now the gemara is going to go into different type of food items that you can use for erevin, and it'll go a little bit into other things about food items. Gabe ma'ayet shenim, gabe Thomas Eichlem, Om Rav Yehuda Meshmeid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Meshmeid Rav, Ma'arvim Bepapuim Uvechalgulios Uvegudgonios. What exactly are these things? We're not sure. Papuim is type of some type of vegetable. Chalgulios is something called regila in Hebrew. It's like porcelain. And gudgonios is a coriander. That's what these three things are. And you let him make air with that because Ksidr Eichel. Avaloi Bechazes. But chaz is not considered oichel. Chaz is the straw and the hay that grows with tefuah or with vegetables. And when it's still soft, you can eat it. You cut it and eat it. But that's not good for air because it's not called oichel. So you can't use a chaz. You can't use kafnios, which is bad dates that weren't completely ripened. And you can't use, You can't use these things. You can't use two things, not called oichel. But it did say you could use the gudgoniyos, which is coriander. Right? The Gemara over gudgoniyos mimarvin could use coriander for erev. But Tanya, gudgoniyos ruvi banim yechelu. Someone who already has children could eat it. But chashuche banim, someone does not have children lo yechelu. It's not good for fertility. It causes infertility. It's not good to eat this. So someone who has children already should eat it. But someone who does not have children should not eat this. Bim huksu zera. If it got hard. Once it gets hard, af merubi banim lo yechelu. No one should eat it because it's not good for anyone. It's not healthy. So the kash is, if it's not healthy, so how do you use it for erev? Zok to Gemara, Tergma, I'll tell you when you can use erev. Asher loy huk shuah zera, when it didn't get hard, and merubi banim, and a merubi banim can use it. That's one teretz. We'll see the three teretzim, then we'll talk about this. Merubi banim. Even the chashuchi banim can use it before it got hard. Dachaz merubi banim, because it's right, it's merubi banim. Didn't we say ma'arvim lenozer b'yayin? A nozer is allowed to make erev with wine. Why? Because for other people it's royu. V'yisrael v'truma. Because for a kohen it's royu. Yisrael could use truma for erev. Why? Because for other people it's royu. Ama afgav loy chazi lahai. Hachinami here also by the coriander. Hachinami afgav loy chazi lahai. That's teretz number two. V'boyi seima, a third teretz. Ki kama Rav, that Rav said that you could use it, is talking about behind the kukre medoy. It's talking about the coriander from modai, which is good, which is fine, it's healthy for the person. So we have three teretz from here. And the question is, the middle teretz sounds like a very simple teretz. L'maisa, for some people it's good. It's not worth ma'arav nos b'yayin. Zok the Ritva, that it's not such a good dinyan. The Ritva says, ma'arav nos b'yayin, the wine is a very good food. It's perfect. Just he has an issa on him, he can't eat it. Masha'inkin here, the person himself, it's not good for him. It's only a chasar on the food. The reason why he can't eat it is a chasar on the food. Maybe that type of food already, that's worse. And therefore, Ritva says, the other teruzim don't hold it as mil teretz. It doesn't hold it as teretz. They're all going as teretz. And Shaila is how we paskin. So the mashmoyt shulchan aruch is that we paskin like the second teretz. What's the nafkamina? Someone just told me a Shaila. Someone asked him, someone who is like, who can't, is gluten free or celiac, different problems with stomach, could he be mitzdar from the Erev with matzahs, regular matzahs? But he can't eat those matzahs. So if he can't eat the matzahs, he can't be a good Erev. So it's telling these two truths and these three truths in the Gemara.
The point is, the same guy, coriander is bad for everybody.
Yeah.
If the guy has children.
No. It's not good. So it's fine for him. He can eat it, Maisa.
But it's still bad for him.
What?
Because he has children.
That's a third person.
No. The response is bad. Bad to him. So gluten maybe saying how bad to him. Say gluten's not bad, bad to him. It's not bad to him. It's not a good chilek. Tiny good. This episode Rav was trying to tell me that this was a shal, but you're tiny good. You're saying it's not a chasar at all in the thing. Okay. Very good. It's a good thing. Gluten's a good thing. Sam, but he just couldn't eat it, so it's there. It's not chasar on the food. And Echaim Chara is a good svar. Okay, very good. So the Gemara Vayta, uvechaz is loy. It says you can't use straw. Even when it's still soft, you cannot use straw. It's called shachas. In Gemara language, we call it shachas. It's like the hay, the straw that grows with the vegetables. You're not allowed to use that for Erev. Even when it's edible, when it's not hard yet. V'chaz is very marav. V'chaz is loy. V'am rav Yehuda marav. Kishus v'chaz is. Kishus is like haps. V'chaz is marav behem. You can make Erev with it. And v'varach l'aber peridam. You can make a bracha. So what's going on over here? At one point, Rav says that you can't. And Maisa, we have a different Rav, Stira Mamash and Rav, that says that you could use it and you make a barbe adama. So it's more like kasha, it's not shver. Ha mekami da osa Rav lebavel, ha lebosa da osa Rav lebavel. Before Rav came to Bavel, he never heard anyone eating it. So he said, no, you can't do it for Erev. Once he came to Bavel, there they eat it. Like Rashi says, Bavel, like far lines from the bottom, Bavel oichlin chazes, he also Rav lebavel, and Rav came to Bavel, and with the chazes, the ochl, who he saw people eat it, I'm a marvin, I'm a karam, I'm a marvin. That's what he said. So the second Rav that says that you can make Erev, we're talking about after he came to Bavel. Break the Gemara, like a double question. First of all, Bavel Avru v'da'ama. It sounds like Rav was telling now a psak for whole Klal Yisrael. It's Bavel Roy v'da'ama that everyone now could use chazes for Erev? That's number one, Kasha. And number two, even in Bavel, it's shver. Why v'atanya? Ha'pul v'sa'ira. Pul is beans, sa'ira is barley, v'atilson is fenugreek. Shazoron le'yerek. That you planted it for the yerek. Now, the yerek and zera, these things have like two parts to it. It has like the yerek and it has the zera. Like by a bean, we could imagine it. It has like the pod, which looks like a vegetable. And when it gets bigger, then you have the bean. And the part you eat is the zera, is the seed, is the part you eat from these things. By a barley also, I never saw the outside of a barley, but you eat the seed of the barley. By these things, you eat the seed of it. So you planted it like yerek, it's both lights to call them. If you planted it to eat the yerek, you both lights to call them. Chayev yarkum potter. The seed is chayev in meiser, and the yerek is potter in meiser. Because your bottle daita, even if you planted it, it makes no difference. It's not what people planted for. Then it says hashachalayim vagargar shazorim liyerek. But shachalayim is cress seeds and gargar is a raka plant. Shazorim liyerek. Dear mizasrim yerek v'zera zorim lezera. You planted it for the seeds. Mizasrim zera v'yerek. You planted it either way. You planted it in. There, even either way you plant it, it's right for both. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that here, lemaisa, when you plant these things, these yirakas that have the straw, that have the shachas, you're planting it for the chazes? No. The chazes is just a zaitika thing. That's just it grows with the hay. But since you didn't plant it, so it's not called oichel. You see, not chayvim meiser. If you decide you're in bavel, you want to eat it. It's a little bottle diet type. So the double kasha like this. First of all, it's bavel right with the alma, they give a psak, the chazes are good for everyone. Kasha number two is, even in Bavel, it's bottle daita. It's not a normal thing. It's a crazy thing. And even though Tosis asks in different masks of Bavel, that we find other places sometimes that if one place they do it, that's enough. Taisa speaks out like the fourth wide line, third wide line of a hachashak b'chol ha'olam yesh chazes. Every place in the world has this straw. It's not like, you know, only in Babel grows straw, this thing. There's no chilek, it's bottle diet. So the question is, how could Rav say chazes is good? If Lamaisa, we see that if something is not a normal thing, you don't plant it for that, it's not called food, it's not called oichel, you can't, you're not chayiv Lamaisa, and therefore, how do you use it for Erev? So Mora says, Rav is talking about a specific type of chazes. Ki kama Rav, v'dugunaisa. It's talking about, like Rashi is on top, b'chazes shagodl begina, the kuliyam achlu, special chazes that grows in the garden. The garden variety, chazes, the shachas, again, I'm calling the English word, I'm calling it hay, it's not exactly English word, but this type of thing, that this flowery stuff that grows together with the vegetable, in the garden, you take eat it. So that's Rav. When Rav says, use chazes v'erev, it's talking about gunaisa, talking about the chazes that grows in the gina. Just three more lines. Zera gargol my chazi. Zera gargol my chazi. It said that a rocket seed, in this little brisa, it said that rocket seed, you could use sai the seed and sai the flower part of it. So my chazi, what do you use the seed for? Rav Yechidon, she came with shayinim, shlohelim, pilpulim, before they had black pepper, Sheikh Gemais used to grind it, and they put their steak, they sprinkled their steak with it. They dipped their steak into it. It was used as a spice. And therefore, you know, it's very hard. It wasn't edible to bite into it, but they used to grind it up and use it for a spice, because that's why it was used for that. And therefore, that halach is chayiv in Meiser. That will be chayiv in Meiser. And Tosfos talks about our papalim. So, alone chayiv Meiser, ayin shom, barak aponim, Lamaisa, that's what they used to use it for. And I entice this agave, if that makes chayv maisa by black pepper. We're not getting into that right now.